Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hello, and welcome to Money Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for a Richer Life. I'm your host, Laura Adams. As the national foreclosure rate continues to rise, I've had several people ask me how it differs from bankruptcy. In this episode, I'll give you an overview of both legal processes and how they can affect your financial future. You're probably aware that foreclosure is the final option that a lender has when a borrower doesn't pay their loan. It's a forced sale of the real estate that secures a loan. The proceeds of the sale allow the lender to recover all or a portion of the amount they're owed by the borrower. The foreclosure process varies from state to state. I'll put a link in the show notes where you can compare the state-specific foreclosure laws. But when property is said to, quote, be in foreclosure, this means that the owner's lender has begun the legal process to force the sale of the property. It starts once the lender files a public notice in the county records called a notice of default or list pendens. This puts everyone on notice that the borrower is facing foreclosure. If payments are not submitted to make the loan current, the lender's next step is to announce the date of the foreclosure sale by filing a notice of sale. The foreclosure sale is actually an auction that normally takes place on the steps of the county courthouse. The opening bid for the property is usually set by the foreclosing lender. If no one bids higher than the lender, they take ownership. Once a lender or bank owns a foreclosed property, it's called a real estate owned or REO property. The law allows a homeowner every opportunity to stop the foreclosure process. The borrower can make the loan current or sell the property at any time, right up to the minute the auctioneer says,
sold.
In many states, there's even a period after the foreclosure sale during which the borrower can get the property back with full payment. This is called a statutory right of redemption. If your debt problem is due to the fact that your house payment is too high for your income, consider these five solutions to avoid foreclosure. Number one, if your financial shortfall is temporary due to a job loss, for example, as soon as you're back on your feet, your lender may agree to a repayment plan. This would slowly get you caught up on all missed payments while you continue to make the regular monthly payments. Number two, negotiate a loan modification plan with the lender for a lower interest rate and/or longer payback term to lower the monthly payments.
Swing into Seaside Golf in Ocean City, Maryland. Play like a pro at 17 championship courses designed by golf legends like Jack Nicklaus and Arthur Hills. Tee off on sweeping vistas at Eagle's Landing. Savor the coastal views of Lighthouse Sound. Or see why Ocean City Golf Club is considered one of the Mid-Atlantic's finest fairways. Whether you're sneaking in a quick round on a family vacation or going all in on a golf getaway, fun is always in play at Ocean City, Maryland. Plan your trip at OCOcean.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin.
If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Number 3, request forbearance or a temporary suspension of payments with the lender. Number 4, request the lender take a deed in lieu of foreclosure. This means giving the property to the lender and walking away debt-free. This may be attractive to a lender if the cost of foreclosure would be greater than their equity loss on the house. And number 5, sell the house and pay off as much of the loan as possible. If your loan amount exceeds the sale price, this is called a short sale. Not only does foreclosure remain on a credit report for up to 7 years, but it can trigger some nasty tax consequences. This happens when the sale proceeds at auction or from a short sale are less than what's owed on the delinquent loan. The difference is considered taxable income in certain situations. And when the sale doesn't cover the full debt, in many states, the lender can file a deficiency judgment and sue the borrower for their loss. All these bad consequences to foreclosure may leave you thinking that bankruptcy would be a better option. Bankruptcy is a legal process that's completely separate from foreclosure. There are strict requirements to qualify for financial relief under any type of bankruptcy. Filing is a complex process that costs money and usually requires the guidance of a specialized attorney. The most common types of bankruptcy for individuals are Chapter 7 and Chapter 13. Chapter 7 involves liquidation, which means that a court-appointed trustee takes over your non-exempt possessions to sell them or give them to creditors. This discharges unsecured debt but does not erase things like judgments, tax bills, child support, or secured debts such as home loans. So Chapter 7 bankruptcy will not stop a foreclosure sale. It is the best option for people with little property but a lot of unsecured debt such as credit cards or medical bills. Chapter 7 stays on a credit report for 10 years. A Chapter 13 filing is known as a wage earner's plan or a debt adjustment bankruptcy. It requires a regular source of income to pay debts over time to a trustee following a court-approved repayment plan. This delays and reduces payments to all creditors, including home lenders. So Chapter 13 can stop foreclosure as long as the agreed-upon payment plan is honored. It will stay on a credit report for 7 years. There's no simple answer for which option is best, or should I say the least worst. To choose between foreclosure and bankruptcy is like choosing between a root canal and open-heart surgery. They're both going to be uncomfortable, but are options of last resort to put a debtor on the road to financial recovery. If you're a homeowner in default on your home loan, you'll first need to decide whether you want to try to keep your home. If you do, communicate with your lender as early as possible about every option they're willing to consider. But if reducing your monthly payment or even eliminating it altogether through foreclosure or a short sale would still leave you in a dire financial condition, consider discussing your eligibility for bankruptcy with an attorney and a qualified credit counselor. I'm glad you're listening and hope you'll go to podcastawards.com right now to submit a quick vote for the Money Girl Show and all your other favorite podcasts. Cha-ching! That's all for now. courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.